It's Friday, May 6th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in Pakistan are bracing for more persecution as the High Court considers the fate of 4 Christian churches in Lahore. These churches are slated to be torn down as part of a plan to build a train line in the city. The churches were built before Pakistan became a nation back in 1947. A new report from the U.S. Commission for International Religious Freedom finds that the Pakistani government continues to, quote, perpetrate and tolerate systemic, ongoing, and egregious religious freedom violations, unquote. Also, Christian persecution in Sudan has been reviewed by the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights. Sudan's current president, Omar al-Bashir, is the only current world leader accused of crimes against humanity. The UN office will consider further investigations into Sudan's human rights violations on May 9th. A Russian member of parliament has proposed a bill that would pay women not to have abortions, a one-time monetary compensation of $3,700. Elena Muzalina, the member of parliament who sponsored the bill, says abortion threatens to wipe out the population in Russia, according to RT News. Russia maintains one of the highest abortion rates in the world, second only to Greenland. Cuba, Romania, Estonia, and Hungary also abort in excess of 30% of their children. London will have its first Muslim mayor ever. Sadie Khan represents the Labour Party, which dominated in yesterday's elections, despite charges of anti-Semitism and extremism during the campaigning period. London is made up of 12% Muslims, while only 9% of Londoners attend Christian churches. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling for a citywide boycott of Chick-fil-A because of its reputation for opposing sexual perversions. Chick-fil-A opened its first New York City restaurant in 2015, and the second one started business in April of this year. The Missouri House of Representatives is advancing House Joint Resolution 98 to pursue a personhood amendment for the state constitution. Representative Rick Bratton said he hopes the amendment would put a stop to the epidemic of abortion. Psalm 82:3 says, "Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute." The Center for Immigration Studies has reported that half of the American immigrant-led families collect welfare from at least one agency. Linda Chavez, former aide to President Ronald Reagan, told The Worldview that what America needs are immigrants who are willing to work.
Other more careful studies that look at and compare people by virtue of their poverty status find that immigrants, on average, use less welfare than the American-born. When they do use welfare, they use it for a shorter period, and when they use welfare, their benefits tend to be much smaller.
Chavez also said that there are less immigrants on welfare than American-born citizens. Exodus 22 says, "You shall not wrong a sojourner or oppress him, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt." Planned Parenthood has brought a lawsuit against Kansas after the state withdrew Medicaid funding from the organization. This comes after the Kansas Department of Health and Environment sent a letter to Planned Parenthood confirming that they would withdraw funding from the organization by May 10th. What some are calling the greatest revival in West Virginia's history is sweeping through the southern portion of the state. As many as 3,000 people have attended Saturday revival meetings at Mingo Central High School. Evangelist Matt Hartley insists that it is not a man-made, charismatic, hyper-spiritual revival. He told CBN News that, quote, "This is the presence of God overwhelming us," unquote. The United States Coast Guard picked up a man who was adrift on the Pacific Ocean for 2 full months. Regrettably, his 3 companions did not survive, but he survived the ordeal eating fish and seagulls. Here's what he told the Coast Guard when they found him.
Feels very good.
Alegre.
Happy.
Okay, pues,
thank God that he has life.
Psalm 107:23 says, "They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He makes the storm a calm, and brings them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And that's the world news on this Friday, May 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. We've been getting some great feedback, not only from listeners here in America, but all over the world, about the impact of the worldview in 5 minutes. Tell us what it's meant to you in an email to adam@theworldview.com. Include your full name, city and state, and country. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, the worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.